This is David Cruz with a Comstock Report. Rising costs joined a race with higher revenue. A client told me that he called a farm management company that he worked with to inquire if they had any additional farms to rent. He said that the representative answered, "Cash rents are going up." That was not an answer to the question asked, so you can tell what they were focused on. One gets the impression that if you asked them what day it was, they would answer, "Cash rents are going up." That was something that we already knew. It'll be interesting to see where they flesh out for 2022. This year was the interim year when, as revenues rose, cash rent and other input cost increases lagged. They will all be coming at producers full bore for a bigger slice of the revenue, significantly changing next year's cost structure. Many types of fertilizer prices are making new highs. Fertilizer manufacturers have never priced their product relative to cost based upon return on investment. They've always asked for a share of the revenue built into their pricing. Granted, fertilizer producers had reduced capacity during hard times and now demand is surging. I saw this coming, which is why I opted in my program to have all of my land covered with manure in return for stocks the last consecutive 2 years in order to build up residual soil fertility. There should also be some carryover in for next year. I hope that the option is available to trade stocks for manure again this fall. We buy some starter fertilizer, use liquid N in multiple applications along with micros as determined by tissue sampling during the growing season. All that manure essentially meant that I was long P and K. This is one of the advantages of being close proximity to CAFOs. I also consider this to be a key component of sustainability. My entire program is designed to be very fertility cost effective. Not everyone has access to manure, but they do have access to technology. My son is going to go to a strip-till program this fall following his no-till soybean crop this year. The reduced tillage saves operational cost and strip-till will allow a more precise placement of fertilizer, making the fertilizer applied more readily available to the plant. The benefit of precision ag production practices increases in a rising cost structure. One other change that I've been making that will reduce my cost is a shift to a corn-soybean rotation. I was 100% corn for several years. I could not grow soybeans for $8 a bushel, so grew corn instead, which had a better shot at profitability. This year I am 40% soybeans, and next year I will be 60% soybeans, which will be my future rotation from year to year due to field size. I was thinking ahead, realizing that fertilizer was cheap, so that it was wise to bank fertility for years like next year. But fertilizer prices were low too, so that was a mistake. How many more acres that can be profitably planted to row crops next year is yet to be seen, but more acres under production will increase demand for all inputs. The increase in acreage will be global, as are fertilizer companies. I think that the markets will have to stay good to encourage more acres of many U.S. crops again in 2022 in order to meet demand. The U.S. doesn't have many additional residual high-quality acres to bring into production. There'll be a civil war between crops to bid acres from each other. Higher comparative production cost means that the corn market may have to bid up to retain acres from soybeans. Profitability of all crops will improve fertilizer and other input demand in other ways than just adding acres. More bushels improve the bottom line, so more can be spent in inputs such as insecticide and fungicide if use will deliver more bushels. That will boost demand and therefore prices for these products. We will be aggressive on pricing 2022 crop inputs when the opportunity for cash discounts becomes available. It should be a financial goal of all farmers to be able to secure crop inputs for the oncoming crop year while storing the previous year's crop. Fertility banked by manure for future crops actually adds a current asset to the balance sheet. I'm also happy that given the current cost inflation that I built my grain storage a few years ago when I did, as building anything has become more expensive today. I intend to bid 2021 crops for sale in 2022. That way your grain inventory can better reflect and provide a buffer to the cost cycle. Those that sold their 2020 grain too early did not get all the revenue that their next input cost structure was based upon. By holding 2021 crops for sale this year, the revenue and cost structure were better linked. I see this repeating in 2022. In other words, farm operations have the ability to use financial strength to their advantage to manage costs. A good banker helps too. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.